I said to him, Mr. Jefferson, only one dancer has ever been credited with managing 10 entrechats, and he is not a member of this class. Moreover, since there are very few dancers who can achieve 6 entrechats, I suggest you might try for perhaps 2 and make them good. I assure you I shall be more than delighted.
Oh, Roger, were you not a little hard on the poor boy? He was only trying to please you, I am sure.
He was trying to show off, and in my dancing classes, Melissa, I do not encourage exhibitionism.
Oh.
Silly fellow had some idea he could stay airborne for 5 seconds.
He's in the wrong class. He should have been studying to be a magician. Levitation, you know.
All I can say, Roger, is that you must be a very hard taskmaster. And your poor pupils must be terrified of you.
Well, of course they are. I should hate to think they weren't. Weren't you terrified of your first teacher, Nerissa?
My first teacher, ballet? I do not think so. But that was so long ago, you cannot ask me to remember.
Oh, dear, we'll be getting onto the subject of your age next. Yes. That would never do.
I should think not. It's one of the privileges of being at the top of your profession that you do not age, and you can't be asked to remember anything.
Yeah, quite right. There are 1,000 rungs on the ladder between the bottom and the heights to which you've climbed, Nerissa, my dear. And to be prima ballerina of the world...
Of the world? Oh, Roger, you are outrageous.
No, I mean it. And you see if the critics don't echo me when you return for your new season and dance L'Amour de la Vie.
Yes, I hope you are right, Roger.
Of course I'm right. Let's drink to it anyway. Here's to the greatest ballerina of them all and the greatest season of them all. To you, Nerissa.
Nerissa.
And now, Swan Song. Suspense. The unusual. The unexpected. Life. Death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.
Nerissa Labon, prima ballerina, certainly one of the world's greatest, was also something of much greater importance to me. She was the love of my life. I must have known this all along, although I'd never really thought much about it. That's sometimes the way it is when you're blessed with one of God's greatest gifts, the love of a beautiful and loyal wife. During the 8 years of our marriage, as I'd watched her leap from success to success under my management, I'd known what it is to take great pride in the glory of realized ambition. But I had, I'm afraid, taken our love pretty much for granted, or at least insofar as we never talked about it, being content to give freely, accept gladly on both sides. The last thing in my mind when we went to Switzerland for a break before Nerissa had to begin rehearsals for her new season at Covent Garden was that soon I would be facing a terrible decision.
Monsieur Armand, sweat loss, you are leaving us. You and your so beautiful wife.
I'm afraid so, Pierre. Time, unfortunately, puts an end to all things, even good things.
You have enjoyed your stay at the hotel, I hope.
Oh, it's been delightful. The Swiss Alps are beautiful, and you're an excellent host.
Merci, monsieur. And Mademoiselle Le Bon, she has had a good rest, she won't...
Oh, very good rest. She should be in top condition for her new season.
Ah, bon. I am so charmed it should be so. A wonderful dancer like the great Nerissa Le Bon. I would not forgive myself if she left my hotel too tired to work.
She'll never be too tired to work, Pierre. Dancing's her life. She could only be tired if she had to give it up.
Oh, I hope she will never do that.
Oh, don't look so alarmed. She has a good 20 years of dancing left yet, perhaps more.
Now, what are you two men up to? Pierre, you are méchant. Are you telling Gérald the risky stories? Oh,
but no, mademoiselle. This I would not do. Okay. Monsieur Armand was simply telling me how much you love dancing. How it is more dear than life itself to you.
Oh, I see. Well, Gérald, are all our things in the car?
Oh, all but what we have here, darling. You ready to make a start?
Yes, we had better be going. Well, Pierre, it has been wonderful. Merci beaucoup, mon ami. I hope we...
Oui, mademoiselle, you are safe. Mademoiselle, what is it? You are so pale suddenly.
Narissa, what is it? You all right?
Yes. Yes, I am all right. Just a slight dizzy spell.
Oh, look, here, you'd better sit down for a minute.
I will send for something. An apparatus?
No, it is nothing. Please, I assure you. I was hurrying with my packing. I think I must have done a little too much too quickly.
Oh, but darling,
it's quite all right, Gerald, darling, really. You must remember, I have grown fat and lazy with all the rest and too much of Pierre's good foods. Now, come, we should go. I do not want you to have to drive fast on the mountain roads.
Well, that's most of the mountain road behind us, darling. Pretty straight sailing from here on.
I am glad. I do not like all those twists and turns.
Tiring for you. I hope we're not undoing all Pierre's good work.
Oh, dear Pierre. He does so like to make sure everything is satisfactory. I could have stayed there for another month.
What, and forgo the new season? That, as Shakespeare says, will be the day.
Shakespeare says that?
No, silly girl. That was a husband's joke at which any good wife should laugh.
Oh, I am sorry. Is it too late to laugh now?
Yes, it is a bit, I'm afraid.
Poor Gerald. Never been quick to catch on to your jokes. I am a bad wife.
You're the most wonderful wife in the world, darling. And if I weren't driving this car, I'd prove it to you.
I am the luckiest wife in the world. To have such a wonderful husband.
Oh, such lies, such deceit. Have you no shame?
I am ashamed of being such a poor wife. You are so good to me. How many husbands would put up with a wife who works all the time instead of keeping the house?
Plenty. If they were their wives' managers and drew a fat percentage of their earnings. I know when I'm well off.
Now who is the shameless one?
And besides, I happen to know how much your career means to you, darling. If you gave up dancing, you'd just fade away and die.
Gerald? Do not say that.
Oh, why not? It's true and you know it. Also, I know it. You were born to dance, to be a great dancer. Without it, you'd be the most miserable woman alive.
Gerald?
Which reminds me, darling, we must talk to Hedrington about the rehearsals as soon as we get to London. This new ballet is quite a challenge.
Gerald, please.
Oh, well, it was only a thought. I mean, it's not a thing you can expect to rush
Gerald,
into.
Gerald, stop. Stop the car.
Melissa, what is it?
Gerald. I'm afraid. I think I am going.
Narissa! Darling, are you all right? Narissa, say something! Narissa! Dr. Richards, I've been hoping to see you this morning.
Yes, Mr. Herman. A sister told me you're waiting. You want to know about your wife?
Of course. How is she?
Oh, she's quite well, all things considered. You may see her if you like.
Oh, may I? Oh, that's good. I was afraid the trip to London might have set her back.
On the contrary, I think you were very wise to bring her here.
Well, you are one of the best diagnosticians, Doctor, and I don't know anybody in France who...
Quite right. Mr. Herman, we all know, of course, that your wife is a famous ballerina. I am myself one of her many admirers.
Yes.
I've just completed a series of tests which tells us about as much concerning her heart as we're likely to know.
Her heart?
Now, she appears to have a condition that may, or may not, prove very serious indeed.
That sounds like a rather open verdict, Doctor. Can't you be more specific?
Unfortunately, no. Except to say this, perhaps. Narissa Le Bon should live to a ripe old age without any difficulty. If she gives up her career. Her dancing.
Gives up?
Now, I don't need to tell you that dancing is a very strenuous exercise. For a prima ballerina, it's exceptionally demanding on the system.
Yes, of course, I understand that. And if Narissa doesn't give up her career...
And about that, I can't be exact. Possibly, I'm sure you will want me to be frank with you, Mr. Herman.
Please.
Possibly, she will one day simply drop dead.
No.
On the other hand, this condition is so curious, and the behavior of the heart under strain is occasionally so unorthodox that it is possible, I say possible, that she could continue dancing indefinitely.
You sure?
I'm not sure at all, my dear fellow. That's what I'm telling you. I'm afraid it's entirely up to you. Now, I haven't told your wife any of this. You have all the facts, we know. It's up to you to decide whether she gives up dancing or whether she continues to dance and risks death.
Well, darling, I better leave now and let you get some sleep. Your sister said I was to stay only a few minutes.
Oh, but Gerald, darling, you have only just come. Oh, and it is so good to see you, Sherry.
You'll be seeing plenty of me soon, and plenty of everyone else, too. All the cast send their best wishes. They're all looking forward to working with you, naturally.
Oh, that is good.
Hetherington's straining of the leash to get the new ballet underway. You know, L'Amour de la Vie.
Is he?
Yes, he's already had the quarter ballet going through their paces, driving them like mad, so that you won't have to rehearse with them making mistakes all the time.
That is very kind of him.
Well, the critics will really be watching you this season, and we're not going to give them a chance to snipe at you.
I'll try not to let you down, Gerald.
Try? Oh, you'll have no trouble. You'll bewitch the critics with your every step. Now, I really must go, sweetheart. Look after yourself and get well very soon.
You'll come again tomorrow, Gerald?
Every day. Happy dreams, darling.
And you too, Sherry.
See you tomorrow, sweetheart.
Tomorrow. Oh, Gerard. How can I ever tell you? How can I?
Never had I been faced with such a decision. Never so torn two ways at once, and tried to make up my mind whether to tell Nerissa that she should give up her career. I knew my wife. I'd watched the way she had worked and slaved to reach the top of her profession, had been with her during those many times of triumph and of despair that are milestones in the career of any great artiste. And I knew how much her career meant to her, how terrible a blow it would be for her to have to give it up. Now, when she was right at the top.
Oh, nurse, I wonder, would you mind... Hello, who are you?
Mr. Slabon?
Yes, that is right.
I wasn't sure. You look different off the stage.
Who are you, child? What are you doing here?
I hope you won't be angry with me. I had a lot of trouble getting in. I sneaked a look at the nurse's book when she wasn't looking and saw what room you were in. And then I had to wait till nobody was around or they'd have stopped me. They said you can't have visitors.
That is true. You must have had some very important reason for coming here if you went to so much trouble to get in.
Oh, I did. I wanted to see you close up. And when you appear in public, there are always so many people all around you, and I'm so small I never get close enough.
You are a funny little girl. What is your name?
Betty. Betty Bullfinch.
Oh.
Only I'm going to change it to Bettina. Bettina La Boule.
Are you? Why?
Well, whoever heard of a ballerina called Bullfinch?
It would be perhaps a little unusual. A ballerina? You dance then, Betty?
Oh, yes. I have a scholarship at Covent Garden.
So, a scholarship. You must be quite good then.
Well, I was good enough to get the scholarship. But someday I'm going to be a great prima ballerina.
Well, that is a fine ambition.
Oh, I know what you're thinking, Miss Lavon. You remember how hard you had to work to be as great as you are, and you think I won't work that hard.
It is hard work, Betty. And even working hard does not get everybody to the top of the tree, you know.
Yes, I do know that. But I've got it in me to be great. I feel it. You must know that feeling too, Miss Labonne. You do, don't you?
Yes, Betty, I know that feeling. And I know other feelings, too.
I'm going to work and work and work. I don't care about anything else. Dancing is my life.
Do not say that.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Labonne. What did I say?
You may think now that dancing is your life, your whole life.
It is.
Yet you will find that there are other things in life too, Betty.
Other things?
Love, marriage, a happy existence. Oh,
but I shall be happy. To be a great ballerina would make me the happiest woman in the world.
Would it, child? Well, perhaps. Who are you working under at Covent Garden?
Mr. Elton.
Roger Elton?
Oh, you know him?
Yes, I know him well. I must speak to him about you. In fact, I might even come along one day and watch you at work.
Oh, Miss Labonne, would you really come and watch me?
It is a promise.
Watch the tempo, please. Miss Fields, a duck could make a better job of an arabesque than that. Let me see the grace you showed yesterday. Better. Yes. Hands not quite touching, Miss Meldrum. Think of the figure. Oh. Better. Continue. Well, Larissa, what do you think of my raw materials, eh? Raw, I think, is the operative word.
Several of your pupils show promise, Roger. You are too harsh in your criticisms.
If they can't take rude criticism now, what's going to happen to them when they become famous?
Aha, you are not so cynical at heart. At least you realize that some of them may become famous.
My dear Larissa, do you think I'd put up with trying to teach dancing to a bunch of flat-footed ostriches if I didn't have a secret faint hope that one of them might be famous one day?
I shall make a selection for you.
What, of a future Pavlova, you mean?
That little girl, third from the right.
Which? Oh, sorry, Larissa, you've picked a lame duck there.
She is no good, you think?
She must be some good, or she wouldn't be in my class at all. And Lord knows she works hard enough. She's a devil for work. But she's smitten with an odd kind of awkwardness or something. Sad.
You know what my first scholarship teacher called me, Roger?
What?
Her little ugly duckling. I was so clumsy when I was nervous that I could scarcely stay on point.
Oh, but you're different, Larissa.
Am I? Your little girl upstairs is trying too hard to please. To please you and to please me.
You? She knows you're here?
Yes, she knows. And if you would like a little bet, Roger, I will give you good odds that that girl will one day be your secret hope come true.
I don't think I've ever seen Larissa in better form. Magnificent, isn't she, Gerald?
Yes, she'll set the carping critics by the ears tonight.
Yeah, she'll need to. They'll be sniping at her, you can be sure of that.
I just hope I've done the right thing.
Hmm? Right thing about what?
Nothing, just thinking aloud, Roger. Larissa was telling me about one of your girls, Betty someone. Thinks she shows great promise.
I'd like to believe her, but I'm hanged if I can see it.
Larissa's awfully interested in this girl. I can't think why. Are you sure she's no good?
If I was sure of anything like that, Gerald, I'd kick her out of my class. I just don't see what Larissa sees in her, that's all. Ah, here comes the part I want to see. Look at her. Those pirouettes. How does she do it?
Marvelous. You wouldn't believe... Roger!
Good grief, she's collapsed!
Larissa! Finish, Larissa. Absolutely. You must give up dancing. In fact, you have given it up.
But, Gerald...
Now, I've racked my brains over and over to try to think of some way of telling you. Now the situation's forced on me, I still don't know how to say it properly.
Oh, Gerald, I love you so much.
I hope so, darling. I hope so. You'll need to love me a great deal to put up with my forbidding you to ever dance again.
But, darling, I have not said that there is anything for me to put up with, as you call it.
What? You mean you can give up dancing just like that?
Just like that?
But how? You've always loved it so. I remember even being a trifle jealous of your career.
Aha, yes, yes. Then I was still on my way up. Every post was a winning post for me then.
And now?
Now I know that to be in love with my husband, who also loves me, is a far greater blessing than all the careers of all the ballerinas in the world.
Oh, my dear, to think that I nearly...
Nearly what?
Darling, I nearly killed you.
Killed me?
Dr. Richards warned me that you should give up dancing. He warned me that it could mean your death if you went on.
He did not tell me.
He left it to me to tell you. But I didn't. I thought you'd be miserable if you stopped working now. I thought you...
Oh, dear Gerald. Did you love me so much that you were prepared to lose me altogether to the dance?
I thought so. Now, no, I'm just selfish. Oh, my dear, I need you so much. I can't let you go on with a career that might endanger your life. Can you forgive me for deceiving you?
I have already done that. But I am wondering if you can forgive me for deceiving you.
What?
My collapse tonight. It was not real. I did it on purpose.
You did what?
I had to, Gerald. Please believe me. It was the only way out. For years I have known that I could no longer go on. I had danced as well as I ever could. From now on, I could only go down the ladder.
Oh, nonsense. The critics rave about you.
The critics do not know what I know in my heart. At least not yet. But they would soon know it. And that was my great fear. That a great Nerissa Labon would shortly be spoken of as past her prime.
Nerissa, darling, why didn't you tell me? I had no idea.
I could not tell anyone, least of all you. The one man to whom I owed so much of my success. This was a thing I had to face alone. When I had those small heart attacks, I felt my chance had come. I would use them as an excuse.
Oh, we're too much in love, Nerissa, you and I. We're such fools to each other.
So now we both know each other's terrible secret. And we can start a new wonderful life.
And wonderful it will be.
But not all play, remember. I intend to take a pupil. And I intend to teach her so well that she will one day be a famous ballerina. And perhaps a more sensible woman than I.
A pupil, he said?
Yes. And one whom one day you may be proud to manage. Open the door, please, Gerald.
A door?
Yes, yes, go on, open it.
It all sounds very mysterious to me.
Come in, Betty. I want you to meet my husband. We will all be seeing a lot of each other from now on.
I had courted disaster with the decision I'd made, and yet, perhaps because I had at least acted in good faith, the fates were kind to me.
Suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.